And a lot of people down here didn't want him for that reason, because they thought that he wouldn't be a good president.
Okay.
Not on his ability, on his, I guess, his religious beliefs and inexperience.
Where were you when Kennedy's assassination was broadcast?
I was working at Anniston Memorial Hospital in the x-ray department.
Okay. How did you react to it? How did you find out about it?
One of the girls that worked second shift came in and said she had just heard it on the TV or radio or something, and she came in and she came in over to X-ray and told us about it, and we couldn't believe it, and we all went trying to find a radio there in the hospital or TV that we could find some information on it.
What were people's reaction to it there, locally and nationwide?
Well, I think most people were really saddened by it, even though they didn't agree with him or hold his views, or maybe hadn't even voted for him. I think most of the people were really, they were taken aback that, I guess, that a president of the United States could be assassinated in our country. It just wasn't something that you thought would happen.
Okay. Do you believe Kennedy was a good president?
Yes and no. I think he had a lot of good points. I really don't think he had time to carry out all of his ideas. There's a saying that goes that a president, when he gets into office, he brings about the change in his new laws and all, and the next president that comes behind him is the one that actually it acts on them, so you can't ever tell how good a president is until after he's left office, when he creates all of these things. But that's about the only, I know, like I said, I don't think he was in there long enough for us to really to know. I know one good thing he said that most people remember about his inaugural address was that he wanted the people of the country not to ask what the country could do for them. In other words, not to sit around and let the country owe them a living or give them things, but to do things to help their country to be better, so it could be a better place for everybody.
How did things change as Johnson took office following Kennedy's assassination?
I don't really think a lot of things changed, other than he probably implemented a lot of things that Kennedy had started. So I guess along about that time, really, was when the civil rights things were going strong, and a lot of that was carried out then through Johnson's administration.
In July of 1964, a Civil Rights Act was passed. What was society like during this event? What was Anniston like? And what was your life like during this event?
Well, really, the biggest thing I remember is I was working the emergency room that Sunday afternoon when the bus came through here that was carrying the civil rights riders through here. And they had the bus burning out there on 202, and they brought all the people to the emergency room, and I had to come in about that time to get in the middle of it. And that's really the biggest thing, I guess, and the impact that I still remember about it is the people who were on the bus, and we had to treat. And I think there was a lot of mixed opinions there. And I couldn't understand, of course. I've never really been that staunch, I guess, against the Civil Rights Act, but I saw these people come in and their attitudes and what they were doing, it kind of, I don't know, they acted, and I'm sure that they were some of them were hurt, but I think that they were trying to prove a point, and they were very arrogant, some of them, and even to us trying to help them, you know, they weren't very cooperative, and I know they were trying to make a statement, but still, that's the biggest thing I remember about them is just their attitude and how they acted when they came in.
On September 23rd, 1966, minimum wage was raised from $1.25 to $1.40 an hour. This doesn't seem to me like a lot of money. I mean, I guess, being from today. Tell me some major differences you see in today's society and that of 1966 as far as money's concerned.
Well, it's not a lot of money when you think about it, but when you compare it with the cost of living at that time, there's really not a great deal of difference. You know, I can remember my mother telling me that she worked for $7 a week. But at that time, she could probably buy her lunch for 10 or 15 cents, you know, to work. So today we have, we think that that's a very minimum wage. But, and we have, I think, what is it now, $4 and something it's gone to. But back then, in the 60s, I can remember that when we bought a house, our house payment was like $70 a month. I could buy an order of groceries for $20 a week. And now it takes probably five times that much for groceries. And house payments run probably as much as 10 times that much as we were paying at that time. So really, it's the cost of living goes up as does our wage. And one of these days we're going to have to probably put a cap on it somewhere because the people who are retired and are on a fixed income can't afford the expenditures, which we that are still in the working force continually raise, and it rises because of us in the workforce. So I think we really shoot ourselves in the foot sometimes when we want more money, but yet the expenditures keep going, so we don't ever really climb out of the box. We're still, you know, and I think there's got to be one of these days a cap put on there where we can't, you know, go any higher, because then we're going to price everybody out of a living.
Okay, today's students can attend college whether or not they have the money to attend because of grants, loans, and scholarships. Was education as easily accessible during the 1960s?
No, there was no, or I didn't know of anything like a grant or anything. Now, they may have been, but I didn't know it. You mainly had to go on scholarship or either borrow the money and pay it back, you know, just like a regular loan. Since they've got the, now they've got where you can borrow money and you don't have to pay any interest on it until after you've got out of college. But at that time, it was just a regular loan and you had to pay on it just like it was, you know, like you'd borrow money for a car or something.
What events were taking place in the rest of the world during the 1960s, and how did it affect you and your family here in Edison?
Well, the main thing I remember is the Cuban crisis, when the Russian ships were headed toward Cuba with the missiles on it, and that was when Kennedy, of course, was president, and he gave them a deadline to turn around and go back, or he would declare war on them, and at that time, my husband was in the reserves, and he would have had to gone in, and most of the people around here were that, because with Fort McClellan, a lot of people had settled here after leaving the service, and it would have affected financially. I imagine that they would have hired a lot more people in the workforce that at ALD and at Fort McClellan, and it would have affected the people who had to go on active duty, too, that would have probably had to leave Anniston. So that's the main thing I remember about 1960, I guess, really, and what was going on.